Noah Webster says, 9:30.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with her special guest, Frank Morgan. And now here's Dinah.
Did you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet her friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big,
and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you fellas?
Hi!
Oh, and fine! And welcome to another soiree at our Thursday evening Bird's Eye Open House. On hand are our regulars, Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, and Ken Lane and the chorus. And we've got the welcome mat out for Frank Morgan, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, soon to be seen in the Technicolor musical, Yolanda and the Thief. And we've got a bright blue bib for our big, bouncing baby boy, Harry Von Zell.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Harry.
How well, hiya, Dinah, old girl. Old girl, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, but Harry, where did you get that sunburn? I've never seen anybody so red.
Yeah, red? You're not kidding, Dinah. I was standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and three cars stopped and waited for me to turn green. Oh, I don't know. I guess that's what...
We'll wait.
Go ahead.
No, really, I am awful burned, but I guess that's what I get for spending a day at the beach.
Oh, Harry, I know exactly what you mean. I had my fill of the beach last Sunday.
You did?
Well, I got there bright and early in the morning, and I went out in the water in my new bathing suit made of parachute cloth.
Oh, parachute cloth?
Yes, and I must say a mighty embarrassing thing happened.
Oh, what's that?
A lobster swam by and pulled the ripcord.
No. Well, Dinah, I'll admit that's pretty bad, but just listen to what happened to me.
This is going
to
be better, huh?
No, but it's awful. I laid down... I'm laughing because I know what's coming. No, really, Dinah, I laid down for a snooze, and to protect myself from the sun, I covered myself all over with a newspaper, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, sir, I just fallen asleep, and along came one of those fellows who cleaned the beach with a sharp nail at the end of a stick.
What happened?
Got me right between the classified section and Dick Tracy.
Oh, you're safe for the bell, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Well, hello, my dear. This is Frank Morgan speaking.
Hello, Frank. For heaven's sakes, I haven't seen you in months. What have you been doing?
What have you heard?
Well,
it's a lie. I never even knew the girl. I mean, I'd like to have you come over to my house this evening.
What?
Nothing pretentious. We'll just listen to some music, and later on, we'll have a little intimate supper. Do you like pheasant?
Oh, yes. I'll bring Harry Von Zell.
I said pheasant, not peasant.
Where does it say that?
But, Frank, you don't seem to understand. I'm always with Harry on Thursday nights.
You are? Well, that's too bad. I thought you and I could be alone. We could sit on the balcony in the moonlight and just...
Well, what
you
difference...
Might... and I might.
Wait. I can't... I just can't see what difference it would make if Harry's along.
What's that?
I said I can't see what difference it'll make if Harry's along.
Operator! Operator!
What is it, sir?
For some mistake, a child just got on the wire.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Dinah. Well, my car and chauffeur will pick you up in a few minutes.
Oh, good. We'll see you later. Bye now.
Goodbye, darling.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you. Quando velva tu lava, este sola contigo, las cosas que te digo, no repitas jamás por compasión. Una tu labio mío y estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro corazón. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
I am Mr. Morgan's chauffeur. Are you Miss Dinah Shore?
Well, that's right. How did you recognize me?
Ah, Mr. Morgan described you as being attractive, charming, and beautiful.
Oh. Well, I like
and you're
that.
Mr. Van Zell?
He knows me. Well, that's right. How did Mr. Morgan describe me?
I'm sorry, sir, but there's a lady present.
Yeah. Oh, he did he? Well, you
won't
just
you please step into the car?
Yes, thank you.
I beg your pardon. But as you notice, I've no rear-view mirror. So would you mind looking behind every once in a while?
Well, I don't understand. Why don't you have a rear-view mirror?
Mr. Morgan had it removed. Said I peeked.
Well, look, I've never been to Mr. Morgan's home. Is it a large place?
Large? Well, just to give you an idea, he has three swimming pools.
Three?
Yes, hot, cold, and bourbon.
Well, I must say that sounds like Frank, all right. By the way, how long have you been working for Mr. Morgan?
Oh, it's been a good many years.
Well, how many years would you say?
I'm not sure, but when I started, his address book was only one volume.
Harry, don't you wonder how Frank manages to attract so many beautiful girls?
Well, I have...
Begging your pardon, yeah, Mr. Van Zell.
Yeah.
I might explain that Mr. Morgan's system is to invite them to the house, go to his den, and show them his etchings.
His etching?
Yes.
Did you say his etching?
I did.
Oh. I consider that a very old-fashioned approach, etching.
You do, yeah.
Well, now you take me. I go to my icebox and show them my peas.
Your what?
Peas.
What?
Bird's eye quick frozen peas.
Oh.
You heard what I said. Why, those bird's eye people know their fruits and vegetables, you know. Yeah. They know how to grow them, prepare them, and quick freeze them. Why, it takes them only 2 hours to rush those bird's eye peas from the field to the freezer. That's quick work, you know.
If I may say so, Mr. Morgan works pretty fast, too.
Yeah. Well, look now, after the girls have seen his etchings, what does Mr. Morgan do?
Turns the lights down low.
He does?
Yes. Cutting down on electricity. Then he tells them they're beautiful.
You heard that, Dinah? I knew it. That's my technique, exactly.
No, kidding.
It is. I always say they're beautiful, and they are. What peas?
Oh. Yeah.
Bird's eye are so fussy about their foods that those peas are not only washed thoroughly, but they're dry cleaned. You hear that, Dinah? Each and every pea is cleaned by a man-made hurricane.
Get out the catcher's mitt, Mom. Bonzel's in there pitching tonight.
Nobody catching, though. Yeah. No, really, and get a load of this, too. A big air pressure machine removes every single undersized and broken pea so you get only luscious, tender, perfect ones. Every one with a garden-fresh flavor. And that's true for all bird's eye fruits and vegetables come to you garden-fresh and delicious. With 15 years' experience in preparing and packing foods, you can be sure that anything you buy carrying the bird's eye label is the better buy in frosted food.
Egad! If Mr. Morgan hears about this, he will throw away all his etchings.
Oh. Yeah.
This I gotta see.
He left out Odds Bodkins. He didn't say Odds Bodkins there. Look, Dinah, tell me, seriously now, don't you think that my masterful description of bird's eye peas would win over any girl?
I certainly do, Harry. I really do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, then how about a date with me to go dancing tomorrow night?
Well, I'd love to. Will we go to the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel?
No, we'll go to the bird's eye room at the farmer's market.
A bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time. Long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart. Tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time.
1436 Elm Drive. Hey, this is the house of Morgan, Harry.
Yeah, I'll ring.
Okay.
Oh, I suppose you're Dinah Shore and you're Harry Von Zell. I'm the maid. Come right in.
Hey, well, what's the matter? You're terribly out of breath.
Yes, I've been running all day.
Why do you have to run?
Dearie, have you ever been alone with Mr. Morgan?
Oh!
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to my humble abode.
Well, how are you, Frank? Glad
Dinah,
to see you.
How do you do, Frank?
My dear, permit me just to gaze upon you for a minute. Never have I seen you looking more glorious. You look like $1 million.
Thank you.
Well, how about me?
Anybody got change for a quarter?
And you, Frank, gee, I think you look wonderful. Oh. I've never seen you looking so well.
Well, little wonder, my dear. After all, I go to bed early, get plenty of fresh air. I don't run around with the girls, and I don't drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opinions of Mr. Morgan are not necessarily those of the sponsor or anybody else.
Just a minute, you little upstart.
Now,
why did I say little? I'm forgetting that I'm the host.
Yes.
Please, now, I want you to be comfortable, Dinah. You sit down here next to me on the sofa.
Thank you.
And you, Harry, you'll find a very comfortable chair in the next room.
No, now, look, Frank, that chair is too heavy for me to drag in here.
That's splendid. Now, now that we're alone, Dinah...
No, you don't. He's not going to get... I'm going to sit down right in here.
Now, look, please, fellas, just a moment.
Well, he can't...
Please.
I was a...
Stop. Let's stop all this unpleasantness. Really, Frank, it's such a nice evening, and you have a very charming home. Such lovely things. Mm. Say, tell me, whose portrait is that over the fireplace there?
Oh, that's my grandfather, pioneer of the Old West. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Morgan, they call him. That portrait is made just before he died.
Well, Frank, did he always wear such a high collar?
Well, no, he wore that to hide the rope. And over there, Dinah, as you see, I have a painting by Rembrandt.
Well, I had no idea you were so interested in art.
Oh.
Tell me, do you know the Blue Boy?
Know the Blue Boy? I knew him before he started holding his breath. Tell me, what would you folks like to drink?
Well, I'll have some water.
I'll have some water.
Yes, well, you can wash later. What do you want to drink?
You've always been a playboy, haven't you? Don't you ever think of the important problems of the world?
Surely you're jesting, my dear. I, a playboy? Ridiculous. Why, beneath this exterior frivolity, there beats the heart and the brain of a modern super-industrialist. Captains of industry. I beg your pardon?
Well,
Captains of industry, who know the real Morgan, refer to me affectionately as the Henry Kaiser of Cucamonga County.
Oh, don't make me laugh. What business were you ever... Huh?
That would be...
No, I mean it. That's ridiculous. What business were you ever in?
My bouncing buffoon is now safe to divulge the fact that during the war, I was the guiding genius of the Morgan Aircraft Company. And I'm now busily engaged in reconversion of airplanes to washing machines.
Well, that's wonderful. Those washing machines are really needed, Frank.
Well,
you certainly are a boon to the housewives.
I am? I mean, I am. That's very sweet of you, Dinah. Now, what was I talking about?
Housewives.
Yes, well, our first housewife was rolled off the assembly line.
Frank,
what am I talking about? Our first washing machine came off the assembly line this morning, and I'm sorry to say that due to a slip-up, it came out equipped with a propeller. And before I had checked it, it was sold to Mrs. A.J. Hannaberry.
What did you have to say?
Well, we haven't heard yet. The last time she was seen, Mrs. Hannaberry was rinsing out a pair of shorts 20,000 feet over Kansas City.
Oh, now, Frank. Frank, I don't believe that.
Well, that's as true a word as I've ever spoken.
Well, that I believe. That I believe.
Thank you. And to do my share in the lessening of post-war unemployment, I just built a tremendous plant, and I've employed 500 recently discharged wax and waves. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful working around that plant, surrounded by 500 beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm. And just what do you manufacture at that plant?
My boy, who cares? But I'm sure you'll be interested to know that I've just completed plans to erect 500,000 prefabricated homes in Los Angeles.
500,000 homes?
Yes.
Morgan, that's a lot.
Oh, no, no, no. Come, come, son. I told you they were fabricated.
You know, Frank, you and Harry have a lot in common. Harry's working on post-war inventions, too, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, come on, now, tell him about it,
no,
Harry.
No, now, Dinah, I don't want it.
Oh, please, I'm sure Mr. Morgan's interested.
Well, certainly, my boy, speak up.
Well, it's a new fountain pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've made all sorts of tests.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely guaranteed not to leak in a submarine.
Well.
It won't leak in an automobile.
Uh-huh.
And it won't leak in an airplane.
Well.
But there's just one trouble with it.
What's that?
It leaks in your pocket.
Bonzel, why don't you go in the kitchen and brew yourself a cup of DDT?
Yeah.
Kills little things like that. Now, Dinah, I must tell you about my trip on the first round-the-world jet-propelled passenger plane.
Oh, my, that sounds exciting. I'll bet those things are plenty fast, huh?
Fast. I left Los Angeles in the morning, had lunch over Chicago, met a beautiful girl. She and I had dinner over New York. A fuse blew and the lights went out over Newfoundland.
What happened?
She slapped my face over Paris.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but, Frank, I don't see how that could happen.
Well, we were pretty high at the time. But all this is of very little import compared to the work I've been doing in Washington. And one of my greatest political inspirations was to bring over a cute little dancer from Hawaii as a candidate for Congress.
Oh, now, hold on a minute, Morgan.
Why?
Well, what would a Hawaiian dancer know about the affairs of Congress?
Well, not much, but she could sure put a motion before the House. How did that get in here?
I don't...
Back on my own show. Heavens! Just look at the time. I hate being an ungracious host, but I'm sure you'll understand if I tell you I must catch the midnight plane for Washington.
Official business and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, quite. You see, at the behest of the State Department, I've been working on a post-war monetary system to be used between the major nations of the world.
Oh, Frank, would it be possible for you to tell us about it before you go? Just a little bit.
Well, it's mighty confidential. But if you promise not to tell...
Oh, we'll...
I might...
We'll promise.
We promise.
Well, my plan is to do away with money and return to the barter system. For instance, we'll send 50 million barrels of oil to Russia, and Russia will send us 50 million tons of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send 10 million tons of coal to Brazil, and Brazil will send us 10 million tons of coffee.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we'll send Betty Grable in a bathing suit to England.
And what will England send us?
England! See what I get.
Say, Mom, when you walk in your food store tomorrow, make a beeline for Bird's Eye, will you? I mean that shining white case where you'll find those wonderful Bird's Eye frosted foods. But just a word of caution, before you pick, look. Look and see if the package you picked says Bird's Eye on it. That's because there are many brands of frosted foods, but there's only one Bird's Eye. No frosted food is Bird's Eye unless it says so on the package. And believe me, it pays to be fussy because there's nothing more delicious than those Bird's Eye frosted foods. They all taste as though you just picked them out of your own garden. And they're all so easy to prepare. No cleaning, no sorting, just a lot of good eating. So for your own protection, look for that Bird's Eye label. Oh, and listen, pretty soon now you'll be seeing more Bird's Eye frosted foods. For the new crops have been picked, prepared, and quick frozen as only Bird's Eye can do it. And soon will be on their way to your store. So for the better buy in frosted foods, always remember, better buy Bird's Eye.
What must I do to make you confess? Is it no? Is it yes? Always the same content. continuous doubt. Am I in? Am I out? Each thing must end a definite way. For instance, take example A. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bang. If it ain't bing, it's brang. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like it, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that.
If it ain't sea, it's land. If you ain't bread, you're pan. If it ain't bread, it's can. Gotta be this or that.
Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother.
Can't you see it's gotta be?
Gotta be one way or the other. Tell me what I must know. If you don't like it, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or it's gotta be that. Gotta be this or that.
Thank you, Frank Morgan, for dropping over. It's always fun seeing you. And next week, please tune in, because we're expecting visits from Joseph Cotton and Bill Goodwin. You know, the war may be over, that is, as far as the shooting is concerned, but the war won't really be over until every one of our boys are home. To get them home, a great deal depends on the merchant marine. It can't be real peace, nor can our aims be attained unless all the merchant seamen, now on the job, stick to the job. And unless all men with sea experience use that valuable experience in our merchant marine, it's really that important. Experienced officers and seamen with certificates are badly needed, so if you can qualify, wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Here's a real opportunity for a worthwhile and lucrative peacetime career. Send that wire tonight here. Night, everybody.
And friends, here's some very good news. Next Thursday, September 20th, and every Thursday thereafter, tune into this station a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen when they return to the air for Maxwell House Coffee. Also on the program will be Meredith Wilson and his beautiful chiffon music, Bill Goodwin and that fine guitarist Les Paul. Be sure to join both of us next week, won't you? Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelinka.
Speak. Speak for gains. A wise dog owner will nourish every inch of a dog with gains. G-A-I-N-E-S. Because Gaines Complete Meal contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for strong, sturdy bodies and red-blooded vitality. That's why Gaines Dog Meal has been a favorite with veterinarians for over 16 years. Feed your dog Gaines today. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.